Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode. Oh, real quick, though, before we start recording, did you bring trivia?
I have some trivia we could do off the top of my head, and I have a game we can play for fabulous prizes.
I think that would be really fun.
I will actually show those right now on the live stream. We're giving away a Bud Light koozie.
What?
Ooh. Bud Light Party. I support the Bud Light Party. You could write your name on that. Christy, you can't.
Wonderful.
You could.
Ooh.
And, there you go.
This is a amazing Nicolas Cage pop art square.
Yeah, it is.
That my friend Rachel drew.
That's good.
Check
spectacular.
Her out. Makecation, if you like this pop art that is Nicolas Cage. So those are your prizes that we're going to give away today.
Well, Justin and I are both horrible at trivia, so this should be amazing.
Well, I'm going to play along with you guys for one of the games, okay. So it'll be fun, and I'm not the best.
Yeah.
Even though I host trivia, I don't know anything. I don't retain a lot of anything.
So right about today, you also have your own podcast called Trivia with Buds.
I do.
And you brought some trivia stuff for Christy and I.
I do.
And, yeah, we're not good. I used to actually host. I used to host a trivia night myself.
Nah. Where did you host it at?
It was in Dallas. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I hosted, and it was very fun. But it was great because like I had the internet, so I could be the smartest guy in the room.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
you
yeah,
take
yeah.
that away, you take the answers away. I'm the dumbest motherfucker that there is. I have no idea.
My favorite thing about hosting trivia is when people are looking up the answers on their phone.
Yeah.
In front of me, and they're still getting them wrong. Like, I'm watching them look it up, and they're like still writing down Grey Walker instead of White Walker from Game of Thrones.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, do you guys like the new podcast?
Yeah. You know what, Justin? I don't think I knew you were such a wrestling fan. You got Kurt Angle back there.
None
of
these
Chris
are mine.
Jericho.
None of this stuff is mine.
Oh, it's not.
No, mm-hmm. No.
They just all let this. You decorate this room with their stuff?
My roommate is a big wrestling, Star Wars, Marvel,
yes.
Game of Thrones fan, and he was like, you know what?
Oh.
The spare bedroom, which is what we record the podcast in,
sure.
needs to be spruced up a little bit.
Yeah.
His wife leaves for like 2 days.
And we put it all up.
And within an hour, it's all, Will Ferrell is over there.
So this is not your bedroom?
This is not my bedroom.
Oh, I thought this was like the dream bedroom. This
right.
is like a treehouse.
Yes.
this is amazing.
Totally.
This is the podcast man cave.
Oh my God. Can you see that? There's so many cool things. I'm going to point some stuff
There's
out.
Some wrestling stuff by me. There's a Deadpool poster here. There's Wolverine art.
Oh yeah. A lot of good stuff there.
And, so she came back, literally she was gone for like 2 days, and she comes back and goes, well, I don't hate it.
And that's the Once best. It's up, it's kind of a
And
pain
that's
to
the best
down,
you
right?
can ask for, right?
I have all these toys that I haven't opened, like 40-year-old virgin. And
okay.
Do not open them.
Right? Don't open them.
Do not open them, man.
Do you have a big collection?
Bro, no, I used to. Listen, when I was a kid, the one thing I had was He-Man toys.
Sure.
I loved He-Man toys,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I had them, and I opened them, and I played with them. I would swallow the heads. I would break the arms off, right? Just a nightmare kid.
Yeah.
I grew up, and I was like, I'm too cool for toys. Bro, I did a show at a comic book store the other day.
Yeah.
And you couldn't even imagine. I mean, $700 for a Skeletor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
$500 for a She-Ra. I mean, just.
It's nuts.
It's insane.
I had the Walking Dead first issue comic, number one. Came out in 2002 or 3, way before the show or anything.
What is that worth now?
I think it's about $500 or $600. But
I
sold it before the show came out
right.
in like 2008 or something
yeah.
for $150.
And that's
I was
not
like,
bad.
Hot damn.
Score.
It was $299. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
And if I would have held on to it, it would have been a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even I was looking at the display case, even like some of the loose ones, like
yeah.
not in packaging,
yeah.
$50, $75,
crazy.
$80. I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so bad.
Was it the in Burbank Blast from the Past?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a great place.
Yeah.
I've been trying to host a trivia night there. Wouldn't that be great?
That would
like
be awesome.
Toy trivia night or something?
But then you get like, those dudes are like too smart for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you host it at a comic book
They're
store.
School sure. you.
Yeah, yeah. I need a bar
yeah.
where people are on my level.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be like.
Technically,
yeah.
it
yeah,
wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'll be like, who killed Gwen Stacy in the Spider-Man comics? And the answer is Green Goblin. They're like, technically it was gravity. Like,
all
right. Settle
yeah,
down, guys.
Yeah, yeah,
settle
yeah.
down.
Yeah. Spider-Man's web could have been a lot to play into it.
So now I'm sad that you're not into all the stuff that I'm into. No, I love wrestling.
All the Marvel stuff, all the you know, the movie stuff, 100%. Sure. The wrestling and the Game of Thrones stuff, I have no idea about.
Foster, I could see you as like the buddy in a Deadpool type movie.
I would love that.
Wisecracking bartender, the TJ Miller part.
I would love that. Are you kidding me? We had the writer, we had Rhett, the guy who wrote it on the podcast.
Oh yeah, I listened to that one. That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So
very cool.
So I know they're writing the second one right now. So maybe he'll get stuck on a character. I'd be like, you know what?
Perfect.
Justin.
Let's do it.
Oh man. So we got a lot of stuff to do today. I have some pop culture stuff I wanted to you're a pop culture guy, so I wanted to bring some of that in too. I wanna play some trivia with you.
Oh yeah, of course.
But also I wanna talk about you haven't been on the show in so long. I think you were in our first like 15 episodes.
Yeah, I remember we talked about I had just done the Sharknado stuff.
You had just done Sharknado.
Yeah. And that was 2013.
Oh my gosh.
So it was probably 3 years ago.
And we were like huddled in around an air mattress.
Yeah.
I don't even think we had these yet, did we?
No, we were, I think, just talking into one general thing.
We were just talking into one general task.
Yeah, and we were just really close by. And you were roommates with Tone Bell, I believe. Yep. Yeah. That seems like a decade ago.
It seems like a different life ago for sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Uh huh. So, but since then, you've had some change. And that's why I kind of want you on because Christy's kind of going through it now.
I know. This is public knowledge.
Yes.
You guys have talked about this in the podcast.
Yes. Last
Did you
week.
Reveal it on the podcast?
Or a couple weeks ago.
I revealed it to friends and family first and then on the podcast.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. You're having twins.
Yes.
Do you know boy or girl yet or anything?
No, they're None fraternal, so it could be a mixture of anything. We'll find out in the next few weeks.
Yeah, that's awesome. I have a daughter. She's 2 in November, and we almost had the same birthday. So mine's November 7th, hers November 8th.
Awesome.
So I told my wife to push harder. Didn't work out.
Aww.
Almost had the same. Yeah, it's all her fault. November 8th, she'll be 2. Her name's Annabelle, and she's a lot of fun.
Annabelle
Rosebuds.
Annabelle Rosebuds.
That's fun. Nice. People always ask us, like, did you have that planned out? And I'm like, nah, we're just assholes who forgot our last name. That makes makes more sense, right?
Right. When you're filling it out, that's when it dawns on you.
It's crazy how like I have this journal that my wife got me for Father's Day the first year she was born, and I'm supposed to write letters to her that she could read when she's 18.
Okay,
so I think that's kind of cool.
That's very cool.
Same thing for her, and it's like you'll have this collection. And this girl I work with, she has one of those from her parents, and she loves it. She always like quotes it and stuff. And she learned all these cool things about her parents that you wouldn't usually maybe tell your kid, but like when you're younger, you're putting it on paper, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I thought that was neat. And I used to write in it like every other day, like the first like couple months she was born. And then like I went through like 6 months where I didn't touch it, 9 months where I didn't touch it. Now she's 2 and I'm like, I could fill up the whole rest of this book with all the stuff that's happened between that.
It's
crazy how quick they always say like, oh, your kids grow up so fast. But once you have one, it's insane to be like, she could do so many more things yesterday than she could last week. Stuff like that.
And it doesn't have to be entirely accurate. You can put whatever you want on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. From learning buildings.
Yeah.
Talking about all the volunteer work.
Yeah.
She's really addicted to Nemo right now. So she watches that literally like 200 times a day.
Really?
And she just constantly is quoting Nemo. And she says Nemo. She pulls your arm into the room and just says Nemo. She wants it on again. As soon as the credits hit, she makes you put it on again.
Oh.
She really only watches that and this movie Home, which is with Jim Parsons and Rihanna does the voice of the girl in it.
Okay.
It's like an alien movie, animated, very cute. But yeah, she's into those two things. And it's weird because when her first birthday was coming up last year, and my wife's friends were like, well, what's she into? Like, what are you going to theme the party as? She's like, what do you mean what's she into? She's one. She doesn't do anything. You know,
She doesn't have a brand yet.
Yeah, she doesn't do anything. And they're like, what's her brand?
Right.
Trump? Yeah. Is she voting Trump?
Yeah.
No, but so it's... It was weird to be like, oh, she's not into anything, but you know, now she's like really into anything.
Yeah. So you have a Nemo themed birthday.
We'll probably do some kind of aquatic theme thing. Yeah,
yeah,
kind of cool.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So, what's it like being a first time dad?
It is. I'm constantly always comparing. I'm like, I wonder if this is what my dad felt like. But I was the fifth kid, so I think like he's like,
so
you know, whatever. Put him in the pile.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting closer to my little league team. If we just have just a few more, we'll be all set. But yeah, it's a little. There is a lot of. Am I doing what other like? Is this what you're supposed to do?
Right.
And you just kind of. Most of the time, I go with intuition. You know, like. Like little stuff like spanking, you know?
Yeah.
It's like are you going to hit your kid or not? And it's like, no, I'm never going to hit my kid, but if she's going nuts or she's doing something crazy or she's pinching, sometimes mm-hmm. it's like, well, maybe I'll pinch her back
right.
to show her how much pinching hurts.
Right.
But then it's like when you pinch them back, it's like brutal waterworks.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. well, I'm never doing that again.
Right.
It's like I did it once, and it's like, okay, that method's not going to work.
You do it, you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Broke this kid.
That would be my yeah. my biggest fear is like, oh, am I going to fuck this kid up forever
yeah.
because of like I just decided to pinch her in the mall one day?
Yeah.
You know, this, so now she yeah. has some weird.
I'm like, does this pinch turn into a runaway scenario in
yeah,
10 years?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, the other thing is, like, I went to spank her butt one time because she did something. And, like, she looked at me and just, like, she, like she
oh.
literally laughed at me. And I was like, well, that was, I thought that was pretty hard, you know?
Right, yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good hit. But, like, it's not. And then that stuff, and then you start thinking, like, well, that's not going to work at all anyway,
right.
no matter what I do. So it's like, I feel like you try a lot of things once and then you kind of, you know, just keep
figure
going.
It out.
You just figure it out.
Right.
Yeah. Now you're going to have to do that times two. How's that going to work?
Well, I have a friend who had twins a while back and I've been talking to her a lot and she's like, you just have to be militant about scheduling.
Yeah.
And
the
if
spankings?
You...
or just in general.
Oh my God. Just in general, like you have to get them eating at the same time, sleeping at the same time.
Yeah,
like as long
true.
As you can get them in tandem,
right.
it's mm-hmm. just as easy as, well, probably not, but it's like having one because you're doing everything at the same time. Plus for me and my husband, it's our first kid. So
sure.
I don't know what it's like to raise one child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it will
right.
be the only thing I know.
Yeah. I feel like our next kid, if and when we have one, will be... I guess it would be easier unless the kid's an asshole. If the kid's an asshole, then you're always screwed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And there's like, you know, I have cousins and
oh yeah, kids are assholes.
Nephews. You know, yeah. Like,
right.
Some kids are assholes.
Yeah.
They're like, well, their parents seem nice and they're probably doing everything they can, but like
right.
those kids, they're just a handful. So it's
yeah.
like you never know. Or maybe one of your kids will be great and the other one won't. You know
right.
what I mean? It's like you
right.
just don't know.
My we boss, have two. You just give one away.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Keep the good one. That's
when
why you pop them out
too. Come to town, right?
Yeah.
The gypsies get the cart by in front of your house. You're all set.
This one's not working out.
Yeah. I have three. My boss at work has triplet boys.
Okay.
And they're all, they obviously look very similar. They all have like slightly different haircuts and they're all named after Robin's names from Batman. The Batman.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
It's like Grayson.
Right.
I cannot recall
that's
it.
That's one of
Jace,
my favorites
Jace, Grayson,
is Grayson.
And,
right. This is trivia. We already got in school.
We already screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. With your pseudo man cave. That's
right.
not actually yours.
See, that's cool. That's what I'm.
Yeah.
It's like that's what I'm always afraid of. Is like you have like the first one, right?
Sure.
And the first one's like an angel. You're like,
yeah.
oh my god, I got so like. And then the second one's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
And you're like,
right.
oh, I should have stopped with the first one.
whenever I think of my parents parenting at all, I'm like, I was the fifth. Like,
right.
And
right.
my parents were 40 when they had me, and I was, you know, my sister is 14 years older than me,
mm-hmm.
my oldest sister. So I'm like, man, that's a huge gap of like. These three that came right in a row,
mm-hmm.
and then we had the two more that came later, and it's like, not like, don't give a shit about the other ones, but it's like, in a way, kind of, because it's like, I never got grounded, I didn't have curfews,
right.
because it's like,
right.
no, I don't care
they
about
don't
that
give
stuff
a shit
anymore.
Right,
yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
yeah. It's like your last week at a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like,
yeah,
exactly.
whatever,
I don't give a shit.
But I think with the more children you have, I would think you realize that you start to get that every single thing you do is not a make it or break it decision.
Right.
That
that's
every
true.
Screw up isn't the end of the world. They're not going to die from it. So you start
yeah.
to relax a little bit and let kids make mistakes.
Before, it's good you know that now, because before we had a kid, I used to worry about that. I'm like, oh man, what if when the kid gets here, your life is over? You know, like that, like
right.
your everything's devoted to the kids and you can't, you have time for anything. And
right.
it's just that. And I have to hand it to my wife because she's full-time stay-at-home mom and she does 90% of the hard kid work
mm-hmm.
and I come in for the fun stuff.
Right.
But, you know, like on the weekends, I'm obviously more involved in stuff, but it's like, it takes a very special type of person, a mom, to do
yeah.
something like that.
Right.
Because it's a lot of work and there's a lot of doubt, I think. But I will put this out there. Your life's totally not over when you have a kid.
Right.
At least mine as a dad was not at all. It's like, I think a lot of people that make shitty decisions and maybe marry the wrong person and then are making carbon copies
right.
of the shit relationship that
yeah.
you have.
Right.
Yeah.
Those people are miserable.
Yeah.
And they're like,
right.
your life's over.
Because
you hear it all the time.
Right.
Yep.
And you're like, yeah, your life probably is because
right.
you didn't think this through. But
right.
I think if you are planning on it and everything's good, I think it all works out. You know?
Yeah.
Were you there for the birth?
I held her leg.
Did you really?
Yeah, my I held the leg, and her mom held the other leg, and it was this weird moment where it was like, "Hey, tag team, like, you made that, and I made this." You know, it's like very, very bizarre, very bizarre. But yeah, I watched everything happen up close. It was a natural birth. She pushed for 5 hours.
Wow,
insane. And the doctor only wanted her to push. I guess like you push for like 2 or 3, and then your body can't really put anything else out.
Uh-huh.
But she was like really determined, and he like was down with her plan and stuff. She didn't want to do the epidural to numb everything. Mm-hmm. And then after the first contraction, literally 20 seconds later, she's like, "No, give it to me."
Right. It's totally lied.
Like, yeah, no. So yeah. Then everything was fine. And yeah, I was right there. It was insane. Once you see it start coming out, you're like, no.
Right.
This whole thing's a scam. It's like many things in life where, like, when I get on an airplane and it takes off, I'm like, this is just the Truman Show, and they're shaking this vehicle and
right.
putting up a different screen of clouds. I don't ever think flying is even real.
Right.
And then I'm like, you know, when you're watching this thing, I'm like, that's never going to fit. This right. is like a hologram. And right. then, like, and then it comes out, and you're like, holy
shit.
Yeah.
We had this crazy thing happen where the placenta got stuck, which is kind of crazy. And the doctor had to go get it. So, like, she's delivered the baby, and I'm over, like, they're helping clean up the baby and measuring it and stuff. And she's kind of, like, just drained.
Right.
And he kind of looked at me, and he kind of gave me, like, a signal, like, something was going down. And then he went in, and he basically had to, like, pull the placenta out from way up somewhere.
Ooh.
Right.
Okay. So, he's this older, I think, Filipino doctor, probably in his 60s. Really funny, sharp, quick-witted guy
uh-huh.
at all the appointments, like the best. And Dr. Arenas in Burbank. And he, the next time we went to the appointment a couple days later, everything was fine. We healed up and all that stuff. And we got there, and he walks in, and he puts his arm out, and he just taps it like a heroin addict, you know, like this part. And I was like, "What are you doing, doctor?" And he goes, "Up to here." He was showing me on his arm how far he had to go in.
Right.
Into your wife.
And I'm like, yeah. Right. I'm like, you just turned right. her into a Muppet in this story. And he's like, yeah. He's like, it was like he was bragging, like, hey, like, you know, right. like all the way up to the elbow.
Just in case you're wondering.
She didn't even know about the, I mean, she knew it got stuck and stuff, but she's like, she like had to figure it out. She's like, oh God. Like I was a puppet. I was a man's puppet. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that could happen, but it was an all night thing. So she got the shot the night before mm-hmm. and then the water, broke and all that good stuff. And in the morning, she was dilated and ready to push. So
ready to go.
Nice.
Like, it was a long day and night, but I slept in this little couch. She slept most of the night. And then that next morning, she pushed from like 9 to 1 or 8 to 1. It was pretty crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, then she was here, and now she's almost 2. It's nuts.
How big was she when she was born?
7 pounds, 12 ounces.
7 pounds, 12 ounces.
7 pounds, 12 ounces. Nice. I quote it in a joke. That's the only reason.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's all. So what can you, as a new father, what can you bestow upon Christy and the listeners? What's one piece of advice that you've learned?
Let's see. One piece of advice I've learned of being a father is, I don't know. I think it's just, I think it's, let kids make mistakes. I think that's instead of trying to correct everything mm-hmm. or making sure their hands are clean and Purell and all that stuff. I think the biggest right. thing I've noticed is, I'm very into, unique things. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't want my kid to go to college necessarily.
Okay.
Like, even though that's right. way far away.
Sure.
It's like, I don't think I needed to go to college mm-hmm. to do everything I want to do. But I did meet my wife in college. So it's like all that stuff works out, but it's like, I just think let the kid, it's like instead of parent, more observe. I think that's kind of like my advice.
Okay.
Like, you know, parent when you have to, parent like 15% of the time and observe the other 85% because I think observing is better for that kid to grow into something unique as opposed to a factory made
right.
kid.
So instead of trying to control the situation
yeah, right.
at all times, let
sure.
them make mistakes. And if it becomes something that you see that they are,
right.
That's when you step in.
I very right. rarely, unless she's near a corner or something, mm-hmm. catch her when she falls, if that makes sense.
Wow.
I watch her fall all the time. And my wife's always like, oh, no, no. And I'm like, she's going to fall and,
right.
and she'll be fine. If she
right.
knocks a tooth out, she'll be fine.
Right.
right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Everything's right. replaceable.
yeah. Everything. Yeah. It's like,
that's
yeah,
how they learn.
She's got a lot of baby teeth. Yeah, yeah. But I'm all about, yeah, just like letting her, or like she's at the edge of the pool. Like, does she jump in and we're in the pool? And
right.
Like,
right.
Hey, let her
right.
just see what happens.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
Like maybe get a little water in her nose or
right.
something. But
yeah.
like, that's how I learn everything. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, everything I feel like I'm good at, I just tried one time. I
uh-huh.
didn't like, you know, like really anticipate what to do. And
right.
It seemed like most of it works out.
And it's also the reaction to it, too. That's the damaging part. Like,
that
if she jumps
true.
In the pool and you guys freak out
yeah.
and be like, oh, my God, are you okay? Sure. Now she's afraid of water.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
Of everything.
Yeah.
That'll just instill fear yeah. in all things.
Yeah.
We have three dogs and a cat, and I'm grateful for that because I grew up with no animals, and I was scared. Anytime I went to a house with a dog, I'm like, I don't know. Like,
right.
My parents
yeah.
actually told me I was allergic to dogs because I used to ask for a dog. And they used to tell me I was allergic, so they didn't have to get me a dog.
That's
and
then kind I got of to be amazing.
Like, I got to be like, yeah. I was like in my 20s,
that's
and I met
kind
my
of
wife,
amazing.
And she's like, hey, I have like a zoo. We have like three cats, dogs, all this stuff.
Right.
And like, I'm allergic. I don't know what's going to happen. And then I'm like, I think my heart beats faster around dogs. I'm like
right.
I'm more healthy
right.
around dogs.
Right.
And then I'm like, yeah, as soon as I graduated college, I got my own dog. I asked my mom, I'm like, did you just make that up? She's like, yeah, we didn't want to get you a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that fifth year awesome. Kid shit. Now
and
you're like,
yeah. And now she, yeah. And then now my mom's like, I'm thinking about getting a dog. I'm like, yeah, 20 years fucking late.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Of course yeah. you are.
I care about your damn dog now.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, yeah, I'm glad she has that. And like you said, overreacting to stuff. I'm trying to teach her, we're really trying to teach her about bugs because I, as a kid, killed every bug I saw. I used to step on bugs, smash ants. And I'm like, a bug, because somewhere that was in my my memory. And as I get older, I don't kill anything.
Right.
I hate, if I hit something in my car, it would devastate me, you know,
right.
for
right.
like a week. And even bugs, like a spider in my house, I'm like, why is it my decision to decide if this thing, just because it's in my house, I have to kill it?
Right.
I take everything outside.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a mosquito or something, if it lands on you, then
sure.
I'll swat it. But like any bug that's just walking around my house, I have to take it outside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I try and teach her that.
Nice.
And there's this thing you could buy. This guy in Australia made it to teach his kid about the same thing. And it's like a bug grabber. So it's a long pole and it just grabs them and places them outside.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to get that. And like we have the, we went to Tennessee and my brother had this big pool and he has these little, look like lily pads that are connected to the sides of the pool. And they're for frogs that get stuck in the pool to easily get out. Or bugs or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, that's kind of cool. So
yeah.
we might get a couple of those for our pool. And I like the idea of teaching her, like, none of this stuff is going to hurt you. It's
right.
just also out there.
Right.
Because I don't know. I just feel shitty about all the bugs I've killed.
No, that's really cool.
Got to make amends.
Yeah.
It's something about getting older, too. Like, I'm the same way now.
Yeah.
Because we live in a house and there's a lot of trees. So we have a lot of bugs that come in all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always put them outside now.
Yeah.
Sure.
Spiders is my bottom line, though. Spiders die.
They do die.
100% die every single time. Yeah.
It's funny. I see spiders in my house, and if my family doesn't see them, I don't even mention them.
Really?
I just let them stay there because I'm like, it's not doing anything to me. You
know? Yeah. That's the one thing. They have to go.
They gotta go. You got to die.
Well, right.
I also hope that one of those bites me and turns me into a superhero at some point.
Well, yeah.
That's important, too.
That
right.
Yeah, of course.
Well, technically, it has to have radio. All right, nerds. How are you feeling? Is there baby updates with you?
No, I generally just feel terrible. I think...
My wife was sick every day the entire pregnancy.
Was she? Yeah. My
never went away. Morning sickness every day.
My best friend was the same way. It's gone from being all day to normally in the afternoons I feel okay. I have like a 6-hour period where I don't feel terrible anymore. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that once I hit 13, 14 weeks that it will be complete.
You were saying you had reverse.
Oh, my God. The other day.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. I had a craving for mozzarella sticks,
sure.
which I am like such a healthy eater. It is not common that I do this.
Yeah.
I called up a place at 11:30 at night. I ordered mozzarella sticks, French fries, and buffalo chicken tenders on the way home.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes later, I started projectile vomiting every single thing that was in my stomach.
Oh my gosh.
And then I hear the doorbell and I was like, "Hun, it's my food." And he's like, "What the hell did you order?" So I come out, I get up from the bathroom floor, I rinse out my mouth, brush my teeth, and I have him bring the three trays of food into my bed, and I just start mowing.
I ate
my way through all three containers of fucking garbage food.
Holy
and it was glorious.
And you didn't throw up after that?
No, I felt great. I went to sleep, got a good night's sleep.
That's
felt amazing.
Awesome.
She texted me, she says, "I think I had reverse bulimia last night."
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yep. That's exactly what that is.
I purged, then binged, and and it was the greatest pregnant moment of my life. That I was like, this, like, I felt like a queen.
That sounds like your first baby book you're going to write. Purge, then binge.
Purge, then binge.
I love it.
That's really funny. Purge, then binge. How to Raise Babies by Kristen Ray Lacy.
It was so great.
That is amazing.
It was so great. No shame.
I like the baby book thing, man. You got to keep updating that.
Yeah.
Baby book.
Were you writing letters to her?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I thought you meant a public thing. I'm like, do I have a baby book website?
You have to like write all these things that you've done for her too. Like, just out of nowhere, I took her to go see Shamu or whatever. Yeah. Like, shit, you didn't do, but like, you know, mom was nagging again, so I took.
Had to get out.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Mom kept pinching you, so I bought you ice cream. You want to do I want to do some pop culture stuff with you, man.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff in the news. We may be a little bit worse stockpiling episodes because I got some traveling stuff. So this may be not trending now when it comes out, but it's still some funny stuff that I saw.
Let's talk about it.
So this is kind of – this first one's for Christy here. The news headline is, the people of Australia have been urged to not put Jedi down as a religion in the upcoming census.
Religion Jedi.
Yep. The trend has gone so big that it is messing up the census results.
Holy cow.
So basically, what started as an email joke in 2001 has now become a real problem for Australia is that more people are choosing to put the fictional Star Wars religion down as their own. The problem has spawned a movement on social media. The Don't Mark Yourself as a Jedi group tells people to stop with the joke for the census. Basically, it was saying in 2011, the census showed that there were more than 65,000 Australians who identified as following the Force.
Oh, my God.
And the problem is that it, aside from bizarre-looking results, the Jedi census can mess things up for Australians due to the fact that it will make the country look more religious than it really is, which can affect how money is spent by the government.
Oh, my
gotcha.
God.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I always think that the news stories from Australia, it makes it sound like a very silly country.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Right.
Continent.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, you know, like Johnny Depp brought a dog into the country.
Right. And now has to apologize.
The whole thing is shot. Yeah. We have to shut down the borders because a poodle came in or something. It's always, it's always
hijinks in Australia.
Yeah, hijinks. Nonstop. It's like that British humor. Like, there's always people running around in women's dresses in Australia or something. Yeah. just men and women's dresses with high-pitched music.
Does sound like a fun place to be.
Sure.
I would say that so many have caught on to the Jedi joke that it that the last census revealed that there were more Jedis than members of the Orthodox churches.
Oh, my God.
Lovely.
Oh, my
God. That's quality news.
It's hilarious. And meanwhile, in America, well, I guess this is worldwide, Apple replaces the pistol emoji with a lime green squirt gun. Did you guys see that?
No, they didn't.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. And then,
I must have not updated because I just put me and my wife have found Nemo over 200 times with a frowny face and the gun to
The gun to the head.
Yes. The gun to the head
is a squirt gun.
It's now a squirt gun.
Squirt gun.
Yeah. So
what do they think that would resolve?
I do not know.
I don't know.
I think they're trying
to be
progressive. Yes.
Yes. Did they add a middle finger emoji recently too, though?
Did they really?
I think they did.
Now it's a lime green alien.
That's an alien thumbs up.
It's a peace sign now.
Yeah. So the article says the debate over gun control is indeed continuing in the United States, but Apple is making its stance clear. The revolver has been outright removed from the emoji keyboard in the recently released iOS 10 Beta 4 and has been replaced with a green children's water pistol.
I could see that, but I guess, based on the fact that kids are using emojis probably more than anybody.
Sure.
And it's like, I guess I could see doing that if there was, but I would have to see some kind of proof of, like, a lot of these shooters have been tweeting emojis right before they did the shooting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah.
Going to the mall and then three revolvers and you're like, oh shit, then we got to put a stop to this.
Right.
It's just pandering to millennials. It's
That's true, see
how progressive we are. Yeah. Buy an Apple iPhone. Yeah.
A woman gets assaulted. They take away the eggplant squirt emoji.
Oh no.
No.
Eggplant squirt.
No.
What am I going to do? How am I going to send dick jokes to anybody?
Exactly. I know. It's the hand eggplant squirt.
Yeah.
So although the gun community is naturally, in some cases, quite vocally unhappy with the change, people are arguing that it takes the edge off a lot of messages that are intended to appear threatening. The gun emoji has landed smartphone owners in serious trouble in the past, though I don't think you'll be investigated by your local authorities for sending out a water pistol emoji to an ex-girlfriend. So now the article said, the article I was reading, it was like, gun supporters are mad.
Right.
Supporters of it are happy. And the article said the gun emoji has landed smartphone owners in serious trouble in the past. And there was a link under that revealing that there was another article. So I was like, well, I have to click this.
Okay.
Right. I would love to see And then in France, a 22-year-old Frenchman has been sentenced to 3 months in prison for texting his ex-girlfriend an emoji in the form of a pistol.
Oh, no. 3 months.
3 months in jail in France. The court ruled that the gun-shaped character at the end of a mobile phone text message constituted a death threat in the form of an image, and they handed him 6 months. He got three of it suspended, so he did 3 months for sending that. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
That's like, I got to start using that. I got to, well, now it's gone. Before they take it off of my phone, I need to be like, hey, can I do a guest spot at your comedy club? And then pistol emoji.
Put the fucking pistol emoji.
And then when they go, what was that about? I'll be like, I was just talking about how I'm going to kill during the guest spot.
Yeah.
No big deal.
That's right.
So, yeah. So, so it's now a, yeah, but back to your point. Is that really going to stop? Is that really going to soften things?
I don't know. No.
There's a needle emoji. There's a skull emoji.
Sure. Right. Sometimes you need to text somebody some bad shit.
Right. You know? Right.
That's why it's there.
Do you?
Right. And 90%, but 90% of the text with the emoji is, how's your day at work, babe? And it's her mad face with a gun to her head.
Yeah.
Right. That's all that. That's all it's used for.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's wild.
Hopefully. It's and all then, jokes.
And then the last article, comic book related theme. Critics, the critics that slam Suicide Squad have fans have started a petition to shut down Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, right. No.
Okay.
Just because the before the movie's out, it's ruining their fun.
Suicide Squad has gotten such horrific reviews from critics that the fans of the DC movie have signed a petition that has gone viral to shut down Rotten Tomatoes as a website.
Why are people so into stuff? Like, I'm into stuff. I would never be like,
I love
this
stuff.
Website needs to be stopped.
I love stuff. Right. But no one ever called Roger and Ebert and had them shut down things because they gave two thumbs down on a movie, right?
Just don't listen to it. Right. Just go see the movie anyways. Right. They're not shutting down the movie.
I would love to see a retro movie where some fanboys go and try and break their thumbs, Roger and Ebert's thumbs, to ruin the whole system.
Yes.
That would be like that's the old school version of shutting down Rotten Tomatoes. So they need to break their thumbs. The whole system will be shot.
There's something
funny
there for sure. I like that.
But I think this petition will probably go down in names after Friday when the movie is released and people see it and they're like, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Did you see Batman Superman?
I did.
It was fun. I saw a Kengar.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah,
what'd you think?
It was fun, but it wasn't.
Was it?
It wasn't that great.
Was it?
You hated it.
I thought it was
very
horrific.
Long.
Yeah,
it was. And then the director's cut, I heard, is even longer.
Yeah, I heard the director's cut adds like 30 more minutes of nonsense.
Well, it's just crazy to think that these two sides of the comic coin of Marvel and DC, it's like, how could they be so good on the Marvel side?
Right.
And now they're trying to do the same thing on the DC side. And it's just like their two biggest, huge launch franchises are like shot.
I think that it's what you said about parenting your kid. It's control.
Yeah.
Marvel,
yeah, right, yeah.
Marvel shoe in stuff. They're like, you have to put here, if you want to take on this project, you have to have a fight scene between these two and you have to set up this movie. But other than that, this is your thing. This is your vision. And if you don't like it, the only problem they had a problem with it was a guy from Ant-Man. He was like, yeah, you guys are trying to meddle too much. I'm going to walk away. But everybody else, they've been able to just do their own thing.
And that's why Deadpool was so successful. I mean, that was such a fan-made
100%
movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what people subscribe to. They don't give it. I mean, Batman versus Superman, two biggest icons of all time. If it sucks, no one's going to talk about it in a year. You know what I mean?
I know. And that was 100% the studio freaking out, trying to play catch up with Marvel.
And they said the Suicide Squad had like three or four different cuts in the works.
Yeah.
Did you read that article?
Yeah.
Where it's like just in case and based on certain things and they were all worried. And
from what I
all
read,
all that worry just makes everything worse.
Makes it worse. From what I read
just
is that.
Just put a movie out.
It's like messing with a pimple right before a date over and over and over.
Right. Yeah.
You're like, it's just, I can just fix it and it's never going to get
fixed. Never,
It's going to get worse.
What I read was that the Suicide Squad, he made his movie, Batman vs Superman, people that came out and the reaction of that was so poorly because it was so dark that the studio wanted to go back and like lighten it up, so they did basically a second movie with reshoots and they made it fun
that
and gave
Queen
it a
song.
Silly soundtrack, then they screened both of those for test audiences and just took what everybody liked from both of them and did more reshoots and made it one, and apparently it's just a mess. Yeah.
They say all the acting's great.
Yeah.
The characters are great.
Yeah.
But just the movie itself is terrible.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense because it feels like two movies in one. And it is.
Yeah.
Right.
It
turns
is.
Out it is.
So dumb.
So just let go of control.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and
our thing today.
And then what they'll do is the DVD will come out around Christmas, and they'll try and get a bunch of people to buy it for presents, and they'll say, here's the one version, and here's the other version,
right.
just like they did with this director's cut of Superman, which ultimately sucked too.
You know right.
I mean? It's like,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be nuts.
And here's my favorite thing about that is that the director of Suicide Squad, David Ayer, or whatever his name is, at the premiere said, fuck Marvel.
Like, we're the shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then had to retract it after the movie premiere.
Just kidding.
And said, I'm sorry, I got caught up in the moment.
Terrible. Yeah. I mean, that Jared Leto Joker's got to be awesome, right?
He's a good does actor. It? I don't know.
I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
I feel like with his chops, it's got to be worth watching. Just like a supercut of his scenes.
Yeah. I read that he's barely in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, they did a lot of promotion about him being in it for him not being in it.
Yeah. Much. Yeah.
That's interesting.
So I don't know. By the time this podcast comes out, it'll probably be already in the DVD bin at Walmart. But that's what's trending this week. I want to do some trivia. I want to close with some trivia. But
yeah,
I would like to
it.
Tell a story that kind of that buttons kind of what we've been talking about control and perception and things. Something that happened to me yesterday that I'd like to say on this podcast.
Okay.
I'm not one to make myself out to be the coolest guy in the world on this podcast.
Sure.
I very readily admit that I have flaws and insecurities and issues, so I'm going to display another one today. So I was in a bad mood yesterday, Ryan.
Okay.
And I got a letter from the city of Los Angeles saying that I owe $172 for a ticket that I never knew that I had.
Okay.
They sent me a notice that went to the wrong address. It was just a whole thing.
That's how it always goes,
and it
right?
set up my day wrong. Right. And so my perception of the world was skewed that day, and I was angry and I was pissed off, and I just went through the day pissed. And I went and did a open mic, and it also did not do good.
Oh, no.
Right. It was just a bad set.
Right.
Now I'm even more pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at the bar of this place, and there's this kid, and I don't fucking like him. I just don't like his face. He has a shirt on I don't like.
Yeah.
Like an ironic shirt. And I was like, I want to fight this kid. I want to punch this kid in the mouth, right? For
no
reason
at
all. I'm not a violent person. I'm not an angry person. But today, right? Now, the kid's talking to this other guy, right? Very loudly while the open mic's going on. This makes me even more mad.
Right.
And I'm like, not only do I want to punch this kid, I want to punch his family. And then I see the kid, look at another guy, say something about me, look at me, and then the other guy goes, this guy? And point and kind of like to me. So now I know they're talking shit about me.
Right.
Oh
right.
My God.
Now I know for a fact that they're talking shit about
me.
Yeah.
And now I'm justified in my anger. And I'm ready. I'm like, okay, cool. The kid walks over to me, right? I'm like, yes, yes.
Right.
And he goes, hey, man, can I talk to you for a second? I was like, sure, let's go outside. Just not to be aggressive, but just because there was a show going on.
Sure.
I went to see what this guy had to say. And the kid goes, man, I just want to let you know that I'm thinking about starting comedy, and I thought that you were one of the funniest guys.
And I just wanted some advice.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely perfect.
So, and I had to literally go, yeah, man, what's
You didn't punch him?
No.
I would just punch him right there.
Stay out of comedy.
Stay out.
Right in the
mouth.
My game. right in the throat. Welcome to comedy, kid. Ugh. How funny
so
is that?
So he's wearing his shirt because he thinks that that's what comics wear, and he doesn't know better than to talk in the middle of the open mic because he hasn't even started doing comedy yet.
Yep.
That is amazing.
And when he said this guy, he said the only guy I thought was funny was this guy.
Right.
He goes, I was telling the other guy, I thought you were the only one that kind of knew what he was doing up there.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that great? It's one of those moments where I was like,
flip flop.
Yeah. It was one of those moments like, wow.
It's perfect.
That's perception, and I'm an asshole, and the filter that I put on for the day has affected everything for no reason at all.
Doesn't that make you think how many times where you've been like, because we've all been like, I hate that person.
Yep.
I don't know over there because they're sitting there.
Yeah.
Right.
You just, it's just based on your day or your
exactly
your mood.
What's going on at the moment.
Just a normal, regular person.
Yep. Yeah.
If that kid had never come up to you, you'd see him somewhere else and be like, oh, see that kid? He was talking shit about me the other day.
And
what a fucking show.
And that's what high school is all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
High school is constantly that. And people telling you, this person said this thing about you, and that you don't even know if that's true. You know, that's all it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's the stuff I don't like in any community. So that's why I I feel like I'm part of the LA comedy scene, but I also, it's like, if I'm in it too much, it kind of, there's some of that kind of starts to come out.
Sure.
Mm. And you're like, I don't like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I dive out for a bit, but it's, for the most part, it's great. Right.
Yeah. And I very rarely get like
that.
And I was mad at the city of Los Angeles.
Sure.
And here I took it.
As everyone should be.
As they should be. Yeah.
Right.
It's the greatest place in the world to live. And it's like, also some of the most annoying, worst government policy type things I've ever seen in any state I've lived in.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. I wish there was like a number where you could just text gun emojis to the Los Angeles Department.
Oh, that's what they're for. Skull, needle.
Skull, needle, gun.
If I see you again.
Let's do let's close with some trivia here.
So here's what we're gonna do. So at my trivia nights, I usually do five rounds of trivia, and each one's a different theme. And on my new podcast, Trivia with Buds, which just came out earlier this month,
and that's on iTunes also.
On iTunes, Trivia with Buds. Okay. A lot of good review. I've like 31 reviews in
like
3 days. So
very
cool. Super excited about that. So thanks if anybody's listened to this and you check it out and review it, that would be great. I'm trying to get in that new and noteworthy section. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever been in that for any of?
I think we had a pop for.
That's awesome. They say in the first 8 weeks, it's like easier to get in or something. Mm-hmm.
It was longer than that. It was like first like couple. I think it was after I did Joe Rogan.
Oh, nice.
We got those bumps, which pushed us to the top.
That's awesome. Yeah, I hope something like that happens. So it is.
Well, you know, Foster the Podcast has a nice little following.
Nice.
So there you go. We might push you up to the.
Even saying one person comes up to you after a show in another state and is like, "We love the show."
Yeah,
that makes me go like, I got to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that, mm-hmm. when you hear it happening organically like that, mm-hmm. I mean, if 100 people have downloaded the first episode of my podcast, mm-hmm. and in my head, I'm like, if 100 people download it every week, that's enough for me to like want to keep doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if 1,000 people, if it gets to be 1,000 people, then I'll be like head over heels.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
And
it's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird feeling. It's fun. My podcast is based on two people going head to head like yourself. So I'll have to have you guys on at some point for a proper episode.
Okay.
But it would be. You each give me 5 topics you're into.
Okay.
And then I pick one of those topics to kind of like surprise you with. And then we go head to head in each of your topics. So like the first episode of the podcast was Ken Garr and mm-hmm. Nate Weatherup, two good comedian friends of mine from Chicago. And their topics were Ghostbusters and the Chicago White Sox.
Okay.
So we do 10 questions about each and we alternate. So, if your topic was Chicago White Sox and yours was Ghostbusters, you get 1 point for everything that you get right for your topic. And mm-hmm. if you can answer the other person's topic before they can, you get 2 points.
So if you're knowledgeable in the other person's strength.
If you happen to know the other thing too, you can whoop some ass. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's a round called Categories with Buds where we go around in a circle and I'll be like Simpsons characters and we mm-hmm. all name a Simpsons character. And then there's a round that's a combo question, which combines Ghostbusters and Chicago White Sox.
Okay.
So, it's a lot of fun. And every episode is 2 different people and 2 different topics.
Oh, nice. We should definitely do that.
Yeah.
We kind of get to know, you know, the guests through talking about the 5 that they gave me originally. So
right.
it's like, why do you like these 5 things? Or, you know.
Whatever. Right.
One of the episodes I just did, the guy said, I go, what are you into? He's like,
pussy.
close. He said wings. And I was like the TV show Wings? He's like, anything with wings.
So like planes, hot wings, the TV show.
Exactly. So that was like, that was his topic and it was super like ridiculous and fun.
That's
funny. Another topic was Disneyland rides. So it was like Disneyland and wings.
Okay.
And that'll be coming up soon too. Also some other topics, Seinfeld and 90s wrestling.
Ooh.
Okay.
Harry Potter and U.S. geography.
Ooh. I would kill Harry Potter.
I would kill Harry Potter up to the 3rd book, by the way.
Yeah. And Mel Brooks films and Johnny Depp. So
nice.
It's like,
nice.
It's like an endless, that's why
cool.
I want to. I was trying to think of a way to do a trivia podcast for years, and I was like, finally came up with something that I liked, and I got some kind of bigger names coming up that I'm excited about. So check it out,
Justin
Trivia
Buds.
Yeah, Justin Christie.
That's right.
Foster the Podcast host. But yeah, so I'm
going to
do,
with Buds. Yeah, check
basically,
that out.
I have a round, this is a round I did this week at one of my live trivia nights, and you can see all my live trivia nights around LA, triviawithbuds.com if you want to check them out. So this is going to be about board games. How do you guys feel about board games? Kind of good, kind of bad?
Yeah.
These are pretty general. I think they'll be all right.
Throw it out
right.
there.
So the buzz-in word for you guys will be Foster. Does that work?
Okay. That works.
Or do you want it to be more universal?
No, that's fine.
Foster? What about twins? Twins?
So Foster for me or twins for her?
That's it. Perfect.
Okay. So if I'm ready, I'll say Foster. And if she knows it, she'll yell twins.
Okay. Yeah,
and wait till the whole question's read so people can play along at home. And then, whoever buzzing first will answer first. And if you get it right, you get a point.
All
right.
Okay. And what are we playing for?
We're playing for a Bud Light koozie and a Nicolas Cage Pop Art Square.
Awesome.
Ooh, I went to Nick Cage.
And it would go perfect in this room.
Yeah, it would.
It would.
And then we're going to do a quick thing after that where we name famous babies.
Okay.
As a circular trio. It'll
okay.
be great. Because the theme of this episode was babies.
Yes.
Okay? All right. So here's your first question. Buzz in with twins, Christy, and with
You're
Foster.
You're going down, Christy.
Justin.
Justin.
Just settle down.
Here we go, board games. Number one, how many dice are in a standard game of Yahtzee?
Foster.
Yes.
4.
Incorrect.
Damn.
Christy, you have a guess.
Seven.
It's five. Five dice. No point. No dice. No dice on the first question.
No points on the board.
No points on the board. Question number two. How many points is Q worth in a game of Scrabble? How many points is Q worth?
Ooh. Twins?
Game of Scrabble. Twins. What do you got?
14?
Incorrect, but close.
Foster?
Yes.
13.
It's 10. 10 points. But 10 points for Q.
I told you we weren't good at this.
Yeah.
Question number three. Board games. What four colors make up a Twister mat?
Justin.
Yes.
Yellow.
Yep.
Green.
Yep.
Red.
Yep.
Blue.
That's correct. 1 point for nice. Justin on the board.
Well done.
Bam.
That's how it's done. Twister.
Your boy used to play some Twister.
Did you?
Yeah.
You ever throw some syrup down, make it crazy?
No.
Just maple syrup Twister?
Ooh.
What?
That's an old Chicago thing I just made up. Number four. What is the name of the largest battleship piece in the game Battleship?
Foster?
Yep.
Destroyer?
No.
Damn it.
I feel like that might have been the only ship you remembered. Is that right?
Yeah, 100%.
I could tell in the look on your face. Christy,
I can't even make one up to guess.
Well, Battleship is a piece in Battleship. So you can say that. That's not correct either.
Okay.
It's the aircraft carrier.
The aircraft carrier,
100%
yes.
100%
yeah.
not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number five, what game features characters named Alex, Joe, Claire, Tom, and Susan? This is a board game. Not a traditional board game. You each have your own board, so to speak. Number five, what game features characters named Alex, Joe, Claire, Tom, and Susan?
Twins?
Yes.
Clue?
No. Close. Good guess. Foster?
I got nothing.
Guess Who?
And you knock the people's faces down? Yeah. I could see the game. I just... Yeah.
Correct.
I love number our five. Listeners are in the car right now going, guess who, you idiot? God damn it.
These dum-dums.
Yep. Number six, in the original Trivial Pursuit, what subject did the color yellow represent? What did yellow mean in Trivial Pursuit? What subject of the game was that?
Justin.
Yes.
History?
It is correct.
Oh,
2 points for old JF. Here we go, number seven. What is the surgery implied by the bucket piece in the game Operation?
Oh, shit.
It's a bucket. It looks like a pail with a handle. It's a little white piece, number seven. What was the surgery implied by the bucket piece in Operation? What was it called? If you remember the commercial, it was like a wacky guy's voice where he'd be like, you know, something,
yeah.
Operation, yeah. Something up your ass, Operation, butterflies in your stomach, or all that shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any guesses on this one? Number seven, it's a bucket. The bucket implies water. Does that help out? I'm going to call it water on the knee. That was the operation.
Water on
the knee. Water on the knee operation.
That's what killed my grandpappy.
That is what killed your grandpappy.
Water. Very tragic.
Old Grandpa Foster. Just too much H2O on the patella. Number nine. In the game of life, what is the largest denomination of a bill? What is the biggest bill?
Twins?
So, yep.
20?
No.
Justin?
Yes.
100.
$100
bill.
$100,000.
Yeah.
Game
Damn.
Of life, yeah, it goes up by tens. 10, 20.
You can really make
50,
some bucks.
75, 100,000, I think. That's the next question. Your second to last question here. What game featured a piece similar to a waffle? It is a word game that had a grid that looked like a yellow waffle. I can show you. People at home cannot listen. What was that game that had that waffle shaped piece? Check it out. Any guesses? Word game? I maybe picked the hardest category for you.
You
guys.
Did.
Yeah, we're not good at this.
You did.
It's a word game?
It's a word game. You shake up the letters and then you
Is it Scrabble?
Words.
Justin Scrabble?
No. Similar. Smaller.
Absolutely not.
Boggle. Boggle.
Boggle. Yeah.
It's in grandma's closet next to the Lincoln Logs.
If you didn't say boggle just now, I would have gone the rest of my life not even wondering. Remembering that that was a game.
Or caring, right?
Or caring.
and the last question, it is about a current game. This is, I'll give you some clues. It's kind of like
Pokemon Go.
Damn it. You got it. It's like a Dungeons and Dragons-y strategy type game. It is shaped like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hexagon. Is that a hexagon? Six.
Okay.
You can kind of see it here. Again, this is not good podcast because you can't see the picture. But what is the name of this game? This game is played by nerds everywhere. Do you know what it is? It's called Something of Something. Something of Something.
World of Warcraft.
Good guess. It's something like that, kind of,
Damn
but not
it.
That.
No. Can I phone a friend?
Sure.
No.
No.
Your friend Justin, because he does not know. No. Settlers of Catan.
Settlers of Catan. My
heard
husband
of that.
Plays
that
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You should have gotten that. Did you guys conceive a baby over this game? Maybe two babies?
Perhaps we do.
That's how it goes. So that's how a traditional Trivia Buds live round goes.
Nice.
Let's close this thing out by playing some baby naming. Okay? So okay. Let's do this. Let's name famous babies from film, movies, songs, any baby name you can think of. How about that? Does that sound
okay.
good?
Yes.
Okay, because there's kind of a lot of...
Wait, are they adults now?
No, just like any, like, I'll give you an example. The Lindbergh baby.
Okay.
Right? That would be a baby okay. everybody remembers from history.
Okay.
That got kidnapped.
Yes.
That's a very unfortunate baby to remember.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, something like that.
Okay.
But there's probably a lot. You can even describe a baby from something, you know, like the baby from that movie or something.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll go around the circle. As long as you can say one, you are in. If you can't think of one, you're out.
Now, what cuts off a baby?
What cuts off a baby?
Age-wise.
A machete. age-wise, let's say under... three.
Okay.
Okay.
Three. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So I will start it off with the baby from the movie Baby's Day Out.
Okay.
Remember that movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I do. Okay. I do.
What do you got, Christy?
Toby Froud from Labyrinth.
Yes.
Oh,
the baby from
Toby,
Labyrinth.
Yes.
The babe.
The babe.
As Bowie says. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say the baby from Luke Who's Talking To.
Ooh. The sequel. They're a little bit older. Voiced by, in the first one, do you remember? Bruce Willis, I think.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say the baby from Adam's Family Values with the mustache.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes.
The fun baby.
Nice.
Yes.
Always flipping
around. Olsen twins?
The Olsen twins were famous.
They were babies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, they were.
Real quick, in Adam's Family, they constantly try and kill the baby.
Yes.
They do.
Like a funny comedy.
They throw him out of the window.
They would do it now. Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't that long ago, was it?
No.
They put him in a guillotine.
Yeah.
It's pretty messed up.
Sure.
Can I say the New Year's baby?
New Year baby. Yeah, that's a very famous cultural baby.
That is.
I like
it. Thank you.
I'm going to say Prince William and what's her name's baby?
Okay.
George or Charlotte. Those are the two kids,
okay.
George and Charlotte. So those two babies, the royal babies. That's
right. The royal babies.
Yeah, yeah.
The Gerber baby.
Sure, Gerber baby.
Shit.
Oh, Foster.
The baby from Knocked Up.
Sure, we'll count it. That movie's about a baby. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in it for about 13 seconds in the credits.
Yep.
That's like I would just dove in real fast. Like, oh god, please.
He really wants that Nick Cage art square.
Right. So bad.
I'm gonna say the Muppet Babies.
Oh, the
yeah,
yes,
Muppet
yep.
Babies.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Northwest.
Sure. Goes to a daycare near my house that a parent friend of mine's like, hey, you should put your daughter there because that's where Northwest goes. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm keeping her out. Pretty sure
fine.
I'll be fine.
She'll be okay.
Foster, you got anything? I got a great one. 3 seconds. He's out.
Fuck.
He's out.
It's down, to me, and,
do it.
Down to me and Christy. I'm going to say, in the vein of Nick Cage, the baby from Raising Arizona.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's a good baby,
nice.
Right?
Yes.
One on one.
You parents over here.
If I lose, I'll dye the top of my hair blue, just like yours.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh, wait,
I don't know what the name of the baby is,
sure.
But the Beyonce and Jay-Z's baby.
Blue Ivy. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to say the babies from Baby Geniuses 1 and 2 in the movie series called Baby Geniuses. See all those babies. Put them
okay.
all in one net.
Okay. The baby from...
Oh, no. We're getting close.
Yeah, she's staggering.
3 seconds. Come on, Christy.
I'm
I think
out
we
got to
call it. That's the end.
I'm out of babies.
Did you think of any more? I don't have any more.
No.
I have not in my gas tank.
No. I was going to say
all I needed to do was one more.
What's the baby with the diaper that smokes a cigar that's always adulting?
Baby. Isn't that
the baby from
Roger Rabbit?
Rabbit.
What is that baby's name?
Yeah.
Baby Huey? Baby Huey would have been good.
Baby Huey would have been good. I was thinking the Roger Rabbit baby. He's always adulting.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello, adulting. Well, Bebe's kids.
Since I won, damn
it.
Since I won, I will award you guys each of these things. So we're going to
yes.
do that over there. And
beautiful.
Over there. Justin
Thank
did
you.
Have a few more points in board games.
And, yes, he did.
Yeah. If you like trivia, guys, check out the Trivia Buds podcast on iTunes. Leave it a review. Subscribe. All that good stuff. New episodes every Tuesday.
We're going to make this Nick Cage art the custom art for this week's episode.
That's good. I really like it.
That's perfect.
Ryan Buss, thank you so much for coming on.
This was great.
So much fun.
Awesome.
We learned about
fun. Let's do that.
We learned about parenting. We learned about perspective. We learned that we're really bad at board games.
Yeah.
And not to judge a comic, new comic, right, by their
or
t-shirt.
Or anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Or anybody. Or anybody. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for coming on. You guys check out Ryan's podcast for our show. Visit us, fosterthepodcast.com. Leave us a review also so we can get to the new and noteworthy again. The new and noteworthy again, three and a half years in. Fosterthepodcast.com. Share this episode with your friends. Visit us on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And for my 2 days, justincomic.com, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.